Live Nation's Concert Week is May 8th through the 14th with $25 tickets for over 5,000 shows, and we're partnering up to let you pick your trip. Choose from dozens of artists in your favorite cities from coast to coast. One winner will get round-trip air, two nights hotel, and two premium tickets to the Live Nation Concert Week show of their choice. Listen weekdays for the National Text keywords for your chance to pick your trip. And to enter, text this hour's national keyword, PLAY, to 95819. That's PLAY to 95819. For full details and official contest rules, visit WJR.com. This year marks the 13th annual Construction Science Expo organized by the Black Caucus Foundation of Michigan and over 60 industry leaders from construction and engineering fields, with more than 800 Detroit public school students participating. This hands-on expo, it aims to introduce them to the myriad of opportunities within construction and engineering. And joining us on the JR Live line to tell us more about the event is Doug Needham. He's president of the Michigan Aggregates Association and co-leader of the Construction Science Expo. Doug, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You bet. And, you know, this event is a big deal because as the state prioritizes infrastructure investment, there's going to be a huge demand for skilled trade workers.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah, we definitely need to make sure that we have the workforce of the future, you know, the engineers to get out there and design and manage our road and infrastructure project, as well as the skilled trades to make sure that, you know, we have people that have the ability and skills to actually build and maintain our infrastructure. Absolutely.
Can you kind of elaborate on like some of the hands-on experience that the students are going to be part of at the Construction Science Expo?
Yes. Yeah. Over the course of the day, we're going to have, as you said, around 800 Detroit school students. Really, we focus on the middle school to early high school because we want them to understand that there are a lot of great opportunities in the construction industry. And so through the day, they're going to have about four rotations, but they're going to have the ability to operate heavy machinery like little mini excavators. They get to test their skills using jackhammers, place some bricks along bricklayers and mason apprentices, and well as do some CAD 3D software design simulations with the engineering group and look at all the virtual reality training tools that are going to be available. So these students are going to definitely get a handful on the various opportunities that await them.
Doug, what if they show that they really like this and they want to move on to something like this when they, quote, grow up? I mean, does that mean a college path or could it mean a different path?
Depends on which one. But, yes, there will be an after school, after high school path that they're going to have to take. So if they want to become an engineer, that will require going to a four-year institution and going the traditional college route that we have all been kind of informed of. However, if they want to go into that skilled trades option, they're going to still have to do some post-schooling. Now, they can do that going to a community college for a couple years to get the base skills, or they can join a union and go through the apprenticeship programs that they have to offer. They have a robust opportunity in those union skilled trades to inform individuals what it takes to be a full journeyman.
Doug, next year when we do this interview, will you please bring a front-end loader so that we can experience what these kids get to experience today?
Absolutely. I tell you, it is so much fun to watch the joy and excitement on their face when they get to be able to move the bucket and test their skills.
So tell me, how much of this to a degree is myth busting? What are their perceptions of these jobs when they come into the expo, and how much do you change them before they leave?
Well, I don't know if people really have the appreciation for truly the skills that it takes to build and maintain our roads. And I think that's in the technology that's involved in these pieces of equipment. You know, a lot of them have grown up with the joysticks in their hand or those hand controllers for their gaming systems. And they get into these excavators and pieces of equipment, and it really kind of mirrors what they have grown up having in their hands as they play their games. So So I think that's probably one of the a big myths.
Yeah.
Is it's just not a big old clunky steering wheel that they're driving around. They're actually operating this high tech piece of equipment that simulates what their games have been.
Doug, you know, as this has been going on for 13 years, have there been any students that you know of that, you know, that you guys have talked to, have gone through the expo and decided to go into the this field?
Yes. Yeah, we've had a number of those past students come back and speak at the expo. A couple years ago, we had an individual that went on to actually build the Little Caesars Arena. So that was exciting that he said, you know what, I had no idea what the construction industry had to offer. I was young. I was going to the Detroit schools. I came to the Science Expo, and you guys opened my eyes to the career opportunities that I had in front of me. He went on to become an apprentice and a full-on journeyman with the operating engineers, Local 324, and got to be able to leave his mark in the city by helping build Little Caesars Arena.
That's really cool. So how old are these kids that come through the expo today?
So we do try to target middle to early high school. What we want to do is make sure that they can see a future and a path for them. We don't, you know, the nice thing is, as you mentioned, we do partner with the Black Caucus Foundation. Dr. KB Stallworth has been instrumental in helping get this program and expo off the ground and keeping it going. And I think the success is it's part of their drug-free program. And that's where we say, all right, so students, as you're going through your school, you know, you don't need to turn to drugs. You don't need to turn to violence and you know, and a bad choices that potentially, you know, present themselves. We want you to see a path. And so that's the important part is if they want to go into the skilled trades, we want them to know that, hey, you still have to maintain good grades. You still have to go into school, and there is an after learning that you're going to have to do. So that's we want to just make sure that they see a future for themselves.
All right, Doug. Doug Needham, president of the Michigan Aggregates Association and co-leader of the Construction Science Expo. We appreciate your time this morning.
Well, certainly appreciate it and looking forward to having another great event as we continue to grow this program.
And the expo will be at 2470 Collingwood Street. That's the Durfee Innovation Society today from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Coming up next, the news of the day.